Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And today we are going to talk about credit. I get so many hits. Thank you to everybody out there that listens, that downloads, that finds this information and shares it on YouTube, especially on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio in Chicago. Credit is probably one of the biggest pieces of your life, believe it or not. Many people, when they're young, they don't realize how big credit is and how big a part of your life that it is. If somebody's looking for a mortgage, let's say, many times they wait to the last minute. Okay. And the biggest downfall that we have is I pull your credit. We don't have a lot of time to work on it. So at any stage of your life, I would highly suggest you start to monitor your credit or build or maintain whatever you need to do at what stage of life you're at. So I created a website, and it gets, I don't know how many, the analytics kind of grow daily. But it's, I think it could be one of the biggest credit websites out there, probably within the next year or two. It's called Credit Scores, plural, creditscoresandmore.com. Okay. Here was the reason I created the site. I get a phone call, and this happens daily, probably 10 times a day. And my preference is, you know, what are you looking to do? I want to buy a house. How's your credit? Oh, it's pretty good. What's your credit score? It's a 624. Okay, stop. The next thing I do is, and that was a setup question for me. Where did you get that score? Oh, that's on my Credit Karma. Or that's my Discover Card credit score. Okay, so now let's dig into that score. Okay, we're going to talk about that score and then the free credit scores you get and then the annual credit score you get. And we're kind of going to dive down into why those aren't the best things to do or use. Okay, so the free credit scores are basically what they call a Vantage score. And that is not a score that any lender uses. So then the question is, why get it? Well, you all have it. It's Credit Karma and other sites like that. So it's a great, great, great tool. It's awesome. But again, that score isn't reflective of what your lender is going to use. So that's that part of it. Again, it's a Vantage score. So many of these sites, they'll give you that score. And then basically, it's an educational tool. All right. So that's that. That's the free systems. The annual systems, those you could go to TransUnion and or Equifax and or Experian and get a one-time annually free credit report. Okay. Many times, you get no scores. You get your report, but you get no scores. If you do get a score, it's usually one score. Now, remember that. One score. Okay, so you have a TransUnion, one score. Okay, that's that part of it. So those are the things we're going to talk about. The Vantage score, the free scoring systems, and then your annual credit report that you are obligated, or not obligated, you are legally allowed to get once a year for free. Okay. Now, let's go through your credit scores. Okay. You probably didn't know this, but you probably have, or you do have, if you have credit scores, probably 30 to 32 or 36 different credit scores. You probably didn't know that. Most of the people that I talk to do not know that. So again, when I ask you, you know, what's your credit score? My Discover score is a 624. Well, what is it? It's my Discover score. Oh, it says it's TransUnion. Okay, good. However, the downfall is, let's go through this and write this down. If you have the ability to write this down, or you're listening on iTunes or YouTube or podcasts of any sort, if you're driving, please just continue to drive. And you can find me on all these sites. Just Google the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio and you'll find my YouTube channel. That's where I highly suggest you go. Or you go to creditscoresandmore.com. All right. This isn't an infomercial for creditscoresandmore.com. This is an educational show to teach you about your credit scores. So how we have to start it is to explain to you all kind of variations of credit scores and where they come from. So, okay, so you have the free system, which you get a score, but it's a Vantage score nobody uses, but it's an educational tool. Then you have your annual credit report. It might or might not give you a credit score. And if it does, it gives you one score. So now the facts. Let's break it down. TransUnion has a series 4, 8, and 9. So TransUnion alone has three different models. Under each of those models are four additional subcategories. So let's break this down. TransUnion has a series 4, and it has a mortgage score, an auto score, a credit card score, and an insurance score. Okay? So again, TransUnion Series 4 has four different subcategories. TransUnion Series 8 has four different subcategories. TransUnion Series 9 has four different subcategories. It depends on what you're looking for, on what scoring model they use. But let's say, for example, you're looking for a car loan. Okay? So under those, is that car dealership going to use your model 4, 8, or 9? Don't know. But let's assume it's series 4. So under the TransUnion series 4, it's going to look at your auto score. Okay, so when I ask you, or you say, my Discover TransUnion score is 624. Well, there's 12 different credit scores that it's pulling. Which one is it? So I don't know if you're calling me for a mortgage. I would almost guarantee 99.99999% that I'm not going to pull a TransUnion mortgage score of 624. So that's the breakdown of your credit scoring system. So now let's extrapolate this out. You have TransUnion, you have Experian, and you have Equifax. And theirs is the same thing. There's three different models in there with four different subcategories. So you have 12 different scores at each one of the bureaus, and there's three different agencies. So you have 36 credit scores. It's overwhelming. So now what do we do? How do we find out this stuff? That's why I created Credit Scores and More. Because a lot of people don't know their credit score. And if they do, it's a guess. Or it's one of these Vantage scores or a one series model. And so for, I don't know what I'm working with. So my analogy on a lot of times is when I ask you your credit score, it's basically a mechanic looking under the hood to see, okay, what am I working with here? So if you tell me, Dan, I have a 620 credit score or 580, well, there's only certain programs you fit in. 620, only certain programs you fit in. 740, you fit in almost all of them, but maybe not. So we need to know what score you really have. How do we find that? So go to creditscoresandmore.com. Okay. In there are four steps. You don't need to take all four. I would highly suggest you do number one, and it's completely free. There's no strings attached. You do not put in a credit card number. And I will stress, don't buy any of the upgrades. Yes, don't buy anything from that site. What you're going to get is you're going to get a free score. However, that free score is the Vantage score we spoke about. It's an educational score. All right. So you're going to say, Dan, that score is meaningless if I'm looking to buy a car, if I'm looking to buy a home. Yes, I know. But it's a free system that's very educational. You're watching or you're listening to this show to educate yourself. So what I want to do is I don't want you to spend any money. I want to get all the tools in your hand to help you as much as possible. It virtually no costs. You can spend some money if you want. And we'll go over that in the next segment. But the first step everybody should do, just click step one. It'll take you to a site. Just register in there and you'll get your credit scores and you'll get a ton more. And that's why I called it creditscoresandmore.com. You're going to get a credit score. It's a Vantage score. Then you're going to get an analysis. You can go through every one of your creditors and look at the details of it. The cool thing is, it will find you, and I guide a lot of people to this site for specifically this, it'll guide you to the best credit card for your credit profile. So most of the time, you have a low credit score for a few different reasons. And a lot that I get is people have very minimum credit, or their credit lines are too low, and that's hurting them. So I have, just this week, I ran into three clients that they only had about four or five credit cards. Every credit card only had about $150 to $200 balances on there, but they're high. By going through the system, I was able to analyze their credit, you know, information and see that their high credit limits were only $200. So if you owe $200 and your credit limit is $200, your credit score is getting killed. So I had one client actually go and increase their line of credit with Capital One account from $200 to $1,000. We went from a 589 credit score to a 625 within a week. So that's a reason for this system. So when we come back, I'm going to go through some other steps with you. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to give you a little credit hack to or credit tip to help increase your credit scores very quick. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions for me, please give me a call, 630-338-1160, or you can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. So the first segment, we went through kind of, we threw out a broad net to kind of explain credit scores. And then I took you to creditscoresandmore.com, and we set up on step one to get our free credit score. It's the Vantage score, but it's an educational site. And it'll also monitor your credit. It'll do a ton of things. And one of the cool things it does for you is it'll actually give you identity theft protection for free up to $50,000. How? I don't know. But take advantage of it. Okay, so now you want to really know your credit scores. Okay? I want you to know, well, if you're in the process of buying a house, especially buying a house, or buying a car, these are two things that I would highly suggest for sure if you're looking to buy a house. I want you to know your credit. I want you to know your credit scores, which one's being used. And I also want you to go through and analyze your credit history. 3 out of 5 people have misinformation on their credit report. So if you go back to creditscoresandmore.com and you click step two, it is going to give you all of your credit scores. So make sure when you click it, you click that you want all three bureaus. So now you're going to get all 36 of your credit scores. So what will happen is when you do that, and I think it's like $40 or $45, it is money well spent. What will happen is you'll click on there and you'll create an account, and all of a sudden it'll populate and credit scores will come up. It'll say TransUnion is 712, Equifax is 718, and Experian is 699. Don't pay attention to that. What I want you to do is just a little bit to the right, a little bit down the page, you're going to see three little boxes. I think it's red, green, and blue. And one will say TransUnion, one will say Equifax, and one will say Experian. You click into those boxes. So for right now, we're going to click into TransUnion box. What will happen is scroll down. You're going to see, it'll spell it out. Your mortgage score is this. So again, when you first log in, don't pay attention to the three scores it gives you. Those are generic blended scores. The reason why you're pulling this report, we want to identify your exact score for exactly what you're looking for. So we go to TransUnion, we scroll down, and there's the TransUnion mortgage score. Write it down. Go back to dashboard. Click the next box, which is Experian. Scroll down. It'll say your mortgage score is X. Write it down. Go back to dashboard. Go over to the right. Now we're at Equifax. And scroll down. There's your mortgage score, right? So you wrote down three credit scores. Take the middle score numerically. That's your score. That's the score that your mortgage company is going to use. So now you know, and you can relay that to me. Now I know your credit score. That is truly your credit score. So if I pull your credit probably within 24 hours, I'm going to get exactly the credit score that you have. So now we are on a path. Now we have direction on where we're going to go. So my analogy with that car, the mechanic, now we open the hood. Now I diagnosed what the issue is. Now we can dive in and get, you know, dig in a little bit more and resolve this for you. Okay, so now you're in that system and you start to see things that just shouldn't be there. They're erroneous information. I had a client just the other day. We were reviewing his credit and he had about three or four student loans. And if you're listening, I won't say the name of the person, but thanks. And I promise I won't say your name, but he had three different student loans with Navient, and every one of them went from, he paid perfect, perfect, perfect. And then July, it went to, from July to August, he went from current to 90 days past due. How can that be? You can't go 90 days past due in a 30-day range. So I'll walk you through this again. He made his June payment on time, June. Made his July payment on time, July. He missed his August payment. It then said he was 3 months behind. Can't be. So that was one issue. Then he also had multiple other issues. He had an account that was disputed from years ago, and he had a couple other things. So that's where step three comes in. If you don't have the time or the knowledge, or it's a little over your pay grade to kind of dispute some of these things or get credit advice, step three is for you. Okay, step three is not for everybody. Step three is for those that go into their credit report and diagnose it and say, you know what, there's information on here that shouldn't be. There's information on there that, you know, I can maybe get help settling or removing. So that's step three. It's a system that you plug into it, create an account there, and probably within an hour or two, you're going to get a call from a credit consultant, and they're going to walk you through the whole process that they can do for you. And if you elect to do it, do it. If you don't, that's fine as well. So now I just recently upgraded the site to a couple different things. Step four, I changed that. Now step four is a credit locking system. The reason why I did that is there are a ton of companies getting hacked. What I mean by hacked, and if you don't know this, a lot of, even the IRS not too long ago has been hacked. So data from millions and millions and millions of people have been hacked, meaning robbers went in there and stole identity. So they might have your name, your phone number, your address, your social security numbers, everything about you. If you have not been affected yet, God bless you. You probably will. Millions and millions and millions of people have been hacked. So if you want to do something about it, step four is you go in there and you lock out a system so you get notified of anything that happens in regards to your name, social security number, all of your vital data. It's a very affordable system. I used to get hacked probably, and I'm pretty diligent on how I do things. Probably every 6 months I would get hacked, my credit cards and other things. Finally, I did this, and I haven't been hacked in the past year. So it's, you know, I think it might be $10 a month, but it's well worth it because it's a huge headache when people, you know, hack in your system. Especially, I got my tax returns got hacked. Somebody filed on my behalf for like $10,000 refund. It took me months to figure that out, plus to work with the IRS, and that's not the most pleasant thing, and to go from there. So the next thing I did, I just added this system. So let's say you need to build your credit. A lot of people just have, you know, one or two accounts, and their credit scores aren't good because of those two accounts. One's a medical bill for $8. So we need to build your credit, okay? Well, in step one, you can do that. It analyzes your credit, and it says, you know, here's the best option for you on a credit card that would build your credit. Well, let's say there is no options. Your credit scores are either non-existent, or, you know, you have one medical bill and one credit card for $100. It's maxed out. So your credit scores are like $500. You can't get a loan or can't get a mortgage. Can't get a credit card. My bad. Go back to the homepage of Credit Scores and More. Scroll down about two-thirds of the way. There is a credit. I found a credit card system that guarantees approval up to $500. Not a lot, but at least get you on the path of creating, you know, a credit profile. So that is the that's the website, creditscoresandmore.com. There's four basic steps to it. A free system that everybody should do. There's no gimmick to it. Nothing at all. You don't have to put in a credit card. And I'm even telling you, don't sign up for any of the bonus materials for $5 a month or $8 a month. Don't do anything. It's free. You'll get alerts. You'll get a ton of stuff. Okay. Step two is if you're looking to get a mortgage and, you know, don't rely on your Discover card or Credit Karma or anything like that for your credit scores. Go into the system, get your all of your credit scores, review it in detail. Try to be meticulous about it. Take 15 minutes and just scroll through it. If you need help, call me. And I'll give you my name and number after at the end of the show. So that's that. And then step three is a credit repair company if you need that. And step four is a credit locking system so you can't be hacked. So that's the website. Okay, my hack of the day. We're going to piggyback. What I mean by piggyback is I want you to seek out mom, dad, aunt, uncle, brother, sister. See if they have a credit card that they've had for 3, 4, 5 years. Make sure that they pay well on that account. And make sure that their balance is low compared to their high credit limit. You have somebody in your family that has that profile. I want you to ask them and say, Mom, can you make me an authorized user on your account? And when Mom says no, say, well, I'll make you a deal. I don't want a credit card. I don't want access to any of that information or be able to even use the card. But all I'm asking you to do is make me an authorized user. Okay, so she'll call. It'll take 3 minutes. She'll add you as an authorized user. The next billing cycle, her credit complete credit profile on that credit card is going to show up on your credit and boost your credit scores. But again, make sure it's a good pay history. No lates. It's been 3 to 5 years at least since that account's been open and they have a low balance compared to their high credit limit. So that's my hack of the day. So piggybacking. So if I can be of any help, please reach out to me. You can call me at 630-338-1160. You can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. And please just Google me and check out the mortgage update with Dan Frio and you'll see me all over the map. God bless. Have a great day. Come back tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.